Now then, he goes on the other foot. If a Christian woman has a husband who is an unbeliever and he is willing to continue living with her, she must not leave him. So both ways, either way, says, for the Christian wife brings holiness to her marriage and the Christian husband brings holiness to his marriage. Otherwise, your children would not have a godly influence, but now they are set apart for him. Now, some of you are not going to like what I'm fixing to say at all. But this is the God I serve. I'm going to take you to Joshua 6:21 before I make my statement right here. We'll come back to verse 14. But we're going to go to Joshua 6:21 whenever I talk about children not having at least one godly parent, what happens to them if they die? Everybody believes that child goes to heaven. But I want you to see what Joshua 6:21 says. When they came in to take the land, it says they completely destroyed everything in the land, men, women, young and old, cattle, sheep, donkeys, and everything. What did they leave in the land of the wicked?
Nothing.
Nothing. They killed everything. Men, women, children, everything died. That doesn't seem fair, does it? But like I say, I didn't write the book. I just read it to you. How many places have I seen in this book where God sent His people into a land that were not serving Him, the men and women were not serving Him, and He had them kill everything, every man, woman, and child? It sounds terrible, doesn't it, Keith? But you've read that too, haven't you? Yeah. I mean, from our standpoint of view, this doesn't make any sense. But, you know, this is why God says, leave at least one of the parents. Let's say you're a parent. You got two or three or four children, and you're a believer, and those children are yours, and your wife, she's not exactly what you want her to be now. She won't go to church with you or anything, although she's a good woman. You had no problem with her until you come up to this point where you accepted Jesus, and now then, since you won't go to church with you, you think, well, I need a Christian wife. And so you just divorce her and let her go her way. Now then, when she leaves and she's not a believer, what kind of a godly influence are those children going to have from this day forth? None. What if she happens to marry a heathen? Which is probably what she would do. Now you got two heathens leaving the house and three little kids, and none of them know, two or three or four kids, whatever you got, none of them know Jesus. And what if one of those little children die? One of them get killed in a car wreck? I don't believe they'll go to heaven. There ain't no godly influence there. Somebody said, that's not fair. Well, that wasn't fair either, was it? I don't know. I may be wrong there. But, I mean, I look at the precedent that's set everywhere in God's Word. That's why I say when you saw that movie, Left Behind, when all the children were taken out all over the world, all over the wicked people, and there was children gone everywhere. I don't believe that. When I saw it, I said, I don't believe that. No, don't believe that at all. God ain't going to take them Muslim kids. If that one of them gets saved, He'll take them. You know, but if He don't, the Buddhist kids, all them other kids, even if you're an American living in America, if you're not a Christian, He ain't going to take yours either. Isn't that something? Do you know if you're living in America and you're not a Christian, if you die, He comes for you tonight. You ain't going either. You're going to go to hell. And you're going to spend eternity in a godless hell. Hey, it ain't worth it to me. You know, and there's not enough of us now that's telling everybody these things. We're letting them say, oh, it's okay. You know, I mean, if your son's sleeping around or living with somebody out of wedlock, at least he walked down the aisle in that church years ago. He's okay. No, he's not okay. That guy's treading on thin ice. And I mean, if he falls through that ice, he's going to hell, according to this book. You all see that in this book? It's all over the place. Okay, Dave, let's go back to 1 Corinthians, verse 15. But if the husband or wife who isn't a Christian insist on leaving, let them go. If they insist, I mean, try to talk them out of it. In such cases, the Christian husband or wife is not required to stay with them, for God wants His children to live in peace. I mean, if you happen to be married to somebody and you get saved or whatever, and you can't leave in peace, and they just say, no, I am not living with you any longer. I'm out of here. I don't like this church stuff. I don't like listening to the Bible on TV. I'm not going to be a part of that. I love my drinking, smoking, and running around. And you won't go to bars with me anymore and hang out with me no more. So I'm leaving. What'd God tell you to let them do? Let them go. Pray for them. Try everything. Don't give up easy. You know, don't just back off and just stop. I mean, pray diligently. Come before the throne of grace. Ask God to move on your mate's heart. Do something. Don't just give up. We give up too easy today. You know what? We're just a bunch of wimps. That's what we are. We just give up. You know, I think about this mother who had been praying for her son for 20 years, and he was a regular little hellion. I mean, he was out there doing everything that was wrong. And finally, after 20 years of that, she said, "Okay, God, I guess you just don't want him saved. I'm just going to quit praying for him." And she said, "I had never heard God speak to me audibly till that moment. When I said, 'I guess you want me to stop praying for him,' I heard this voice say, 'No!'" Oh, boy, she got a hold of that. Kind of like you did, Deborah. I thought about you when she told me that story. I thought, "Oh, I know another woman heard from God like that." Changes your life forever, don't it, young lady? Changes your life. When God speaks to you like that, you know that he spoke. I mean, she heard that voice, boy, and she said, "I went back to praying." And she said, about 5 years later, my son got saved, and today he's an evangelist. She praised God. Well, what if she had gave up on him? See, God had a plan for that boy. Now, see, we're wimps. We give up too easy. That's just like some men in business. They get out there and things don't go just right. Well, they just quit. But a marriage, things don't go just right. They back off. Quit. Just blows me away how we're not willing. We make a covenant between God with another human being on this earth, and then some of us in 3 months to 6 months or a year, we say, "Okay, if you don't do it my way, I'm out of here." Any woman that threatens her husband with divorce is in total rebellion against God at that moment. She said, "You don't do it like I'm going to do it, I'm going to divorce you." Man, that woman, God could slap you down and one of your children with some kind of sickness and a heartbeat. And some of them, their kids get sick and afflicted or die, and they don't have a, or they get out on drugs or anything else, and they don't have a clue it was their disobedience to their husband that caused the problem. It's just amazing what we don't understand about this book. You wives must remember, verse 16, you wives must remember that your husbands might be converted because of you. And you husbands must remember that your wives might be converted because of you. So that's why I say don't give up easy. Stay in there. Work at it. Try to get them saved. Okay, now 17 and 18. You must accept whatever situation the Lord has put you in. And continue on as you were when God first called you. This is the rule for all of my churches. That's all I want in that scripture. Now we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 11, verses 3 through 16. 1 Corinthians 11, 3 through 16. Since in 1 Corinthians 7, since that appears to be the biggest problem we got in the church, I'm talking about sex. That's the biggest problem we got between a man and a woman that's married. It's amazing how that they can't keep themselves away from each other before they get married, and then after they get married, how that if the husband don't do something just exactly right, well, the woman just cuts him off and says, "No, you can't have sex." And then we have our major problems. So something they couldn't live without, now they seem they can live without it. You know, so it's kind of strange the way it all works, isn't it? But now then, let's go to 1 Corinthians 11, verses 3. 1 Corinthians, okay, I must have said that wrong. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 3 through 16. There we go. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. "But there is one thing I want you to know." Now then, I wish there was only one thing I had to learn. But the rules are a little longer than just one, aren't they, Jack? Just a little. But he says, "At least there is one thing I want you to know. A man is responsible to Christ." Now then, you... and you and me are directly responsible to who? The King. The King. We work directly for Him. And everything you do, you're responsible to Him. I want every man to know that a man is responsible to Christ. Now, I want the woman to know a woman is responsible to her husband. Now, most women don't believe that. She does not believe that. But, I mean, is this written in the book? A woman is responsible to her husband, and Christ is responsible to God. So we got an order here. Now then, if God tells Jesus something to do, and Jesus put in His Word and He tells you what to do, what are you supposed to do?
Do it.
Exactly what He said. Are you supposed to argue with Him?
Nope.
No, just do it. Yeah. Now then, if you're driving down the road and you've got a wife in your car, and we have this happen all the time, we've got to where we ask these kind of questions, especially we have so many marriage questions. We're driving down, you say, how is you and your wife getting along? Well, okay. I say, well, if you're driving down the road, does your wife ever tell you how to drive? And there's always just a laugh. Oh, either dead silence or a laugh on the other end. And I say, oh, so your wife tells you how to drive? He said, yeah. He said, I tell her not to. I tell her to be quiet, but she won't. She tells me how anyway. Now, is that woman in rebellion to God? Is she being responsible to her husband? I mean, I'm serious now. Is she being responsible to her husband? Absolutely not. If she says, honey, you need to turn right here. He said, okay, so I turn right here. And then you go down the road a little further. She said, turn left here. And after about third or fourth time, she said, honey, I've been here 10 times. I know where I'm going. I don't need any advice. You know, just let me drive. And then once he tells her that, and then if we get to the next intersection, she says, hey, slow down, this is where you turn off right. Hey, she was not listening. She's kind of like us men more when Jesus tells us what to do. Now, do we all have this problem? Yes, we do. Jesus tells us what to do, and we don't do what He says either, do we, Tom? So our wives tell us what to do. Now, I'm going to tell you how I think, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's going to start working better. Every time Jesus tells a man to do something, he obeys instantly. I believe with all my heart, every time he tells his wife to do something, she's going to obey.
Amen.
You see where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.